You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Hey, everybody, welcome in. It is a Monday, an NCAA championship Monday, and Trent and I, we cannot wait. Coming up on the show at about 4:20, Hawkeye Report, that is Tom Cakert. He will be our guest. We will talk to Kevin Lehman, Final Four. It's going to be a lot of fun when Kevin's on, and then Wolfgang joins the show at about 5:25 today. And right at 6 o'clock, no, it's later than that, isn't it, Trent? Because the tip is later tonight.
Well, Westwood One coverage begins right after we take off the airwaves. They got some special programming already, so it'll be happening right at 6 o'clock. 2 hours and 20-minute pregame, just what you need, Jimmy B. 2 hours and 20 minutes of pregame. That's what we all need, right? And just an extra couple hours of pregame to get us started. It'll start, yes, right at 6 o'clock.
Fair enough. I'm good with that. You know, look, this is going to be fun. I'm under the opinion, however, that it may not be a great championship game. It may not have, like, the buzzer beater. Like, look, I didn't watch a lot of the women's games. Now I'm sorry that I didn't. I only saw, like, the last few minutes. I mean, I saw the important last few minutes, but they had both semifinal games go to overtime and a buzzer beater, and then they had the championship game go to a buzzer beater as well. I don't think the men's game is going to come close to that.
I'm right there with you, Jimmy B. This Villanova team, I understand. You know, what we see a lot of times, that can get you in trouble. The last thing that you saw, and if you think that's just going to lay over into what you see the next time, that's not always the case. But Jim, boy, it just, the way that they play, the way that Michigan plays, it doesn't feel like a good matchup. Villanova's just head and shoulders better than everybody else. And in a context where I'm left wondering, if they do get it done tonight, if Villanova wins it, and let's say they win comfortably, they win by 8, 10, 12 points, something like that. You know, where this program falls, when you look at them historically, what they have been able to do, what they have put forward, I'm just left wondering what we look at this program as an all-time team. Two titles in 3 years. It's a different era today than what it once was. Mm-hmm. But where you put them, Jim, in comparison to what we've seen in the past, I think it's difficult for me just to try to get my head wrapped around. This is one of the great teams, and the way that they have run roughshod over this tournament. Look, they face now the three top teams from the Big 12, and they've demolished all of them. The West Virginia game was reasonably tight until the final 5 minutes, and then Villanova ran away and hid in that one. But from that to Texas Tech to Kansas, the best conference in college basketball, and they throttled all three of those teams.
They did throttle them. And look, this is a team that pretty much thumped everybody throughout the course of the entire regular season. Yeah, they had a couple of losses, but, I mean, that happens when you play that many games. This team was loaded from the get-go. Jay Wright, look, Bill Self is already in the Hall of Fame, and he's got one title. If Jay Wright wins here tonight, should they automatically just put him in the Hall of Fame right away?
Feels like it.
Yeah. I mean, look what the guy has done at Nova. And what always cracks me up is that, you know, fans get caught up, and you and I always tell people it's totally different in basketball. Well, they don't play in a Power 5 conference. We'll say it again. It's totally different in basketball. It's not the same like football. And Jay Wright has put together an absolute powerhouse. He really has. And does he get the top talent? No, but he gets really good talent, and then he's able to mold them into top talent. Look, Brunson, I can remember his dad playing there in the early 90s, and the success that his dad had at Temple. This is a kid in Brunson. You just can't stop him. If he's not going to beat you off the drive, he's going to beat you mid-range. And then if you try to take that away, he'll step out and hit a step back three, and you're just going to shake your head. And then he'll push the ball up the court. Trent, the thing that gets me the most is, and I'm going back to that semifinal game, they broke the record for three-pointers made, I believe, by halftime. Broke the record for three-pointers made. It was set long ago by UNLV. I think it was 13. And they just obliterated that record. So I think you're going to see there's no reason for Villanova to change. I think it's going to be interesting to see because we've talked so much about Michigan and the way they can D you up if their defense will have any success against Villanova's offense.
You know, you mentioned the defense for Michigan, and that's been a big talking point for us here over the last couple of months, the way that they've transformed themselves from a team that, frankly, was bad defensively year after year, could always score but never could get those stops. And you go back, first half of the game, it was ugly as I thought it was going to be in the first half, 29-23 at the half. And you get into the second 10 minutes, and it was still the same kind of thing. But how Michigan came back and won that game, it wasn't that they just were starting to hit a lot of shots, though that was a part of it. They got stops. They forced five consecutive turnovers, and that completely changed the course of that game. And without that, I don't think they win that basketball game. It was they did it on the defensive end, and I guess maybe that gives some hope for Michigan if they can string together some defensive stops. Look, they have to run. They have to run them off the three-point line. They can't allow Villanova to go 18 of 40 like they did. 40 of their 68 shots came from the three-point line. If you're Michigan, can you make them, I don't know, 35% of their shots come from the three-point line? You know, if they can do something like that, if they can game plan scheme and have that happen, I think they have a shot to maybe at least keep this thing close. But that's all I'm talking about here, keeping it close. I would be shocked. Yes, shocked.
Okay.
If we come in here tomorrow and we're talking about a national championship for the Wolverines.
I will be too. I will. Look, they've played incredibly well. They got hot at the right time near the end of the regular season. It carried over through the Big Ten tournament and then into the NCAA tournament. And they deserve to be there. There's no question in my mind. They have beaten the people that were in front of them and sent them packing. So Michigan deserves to be there. Villanova, though, I think just plays it at another level. I just think that their overall team speed, the ability to shoot from the outside, and they can defend. Let's just not say that Villanova just outscores you and they don't play any defense. That's not true. They do defend, Trent.
Yes, yes, they do. You know, another thing that I'm looking to, and you mentioned Michigan and the path they've taken. Jimmy B., there's no argument about it. This is the easiest path a team has ever taken to get to a championship game. They didn't play a number one. They didn't play a number two. They didn't play a three. They are three themselves. They didn't play a four. They didn't play a five. They didn't play basically what equates to a top 25 team in these five victories that they pulled off. So with that, it's an easy path, and I wonder, keep an eye out early on, because it's one thing to go out and have a comeback and beat Loyola. It's another thing to beat a nice Houston team, but nobody is. You know, this is not Phi Sam Jamma walking through that door here. This is a different kind of Cougar team that we saw in the round of 32. Those opening minutes, when all of a sudden you're seeing the depth and the talent and the speed and the shooting ability and the way they can lock you down to Villanova, that's what I'm concerned about maybe more than anything, is this thing, what was it, 22-4 with Kansas? We can see something very similar happen here, because it is a completely different ballgame what Michigan's walking into.
Let me reference this, okay? Why do you think, from a national fan perspective, not people who cover college basketball like you and I, or the writers, or national broadcasters who have seen Nova a lot and know, why do you think the average fan base across the country goes, well, I didn't know they were that good. I mean, why, you know, is it, they're on national TV. They play in a good conference. It's not like the Big East is, a garbage conference. But it's not
the old Big East. It's
yes, that's correct.
You don't see Big East basketball on Big Monday anymore like it was in the past. Now,
it's FS1.
Yeah. You know that's where things are. So that's a part of it, Jimmy B. And I think the biggest thing is there isn't that elite level talent, though. They have nice players. You know, Amari Spellman, who redshirted last year, he was a five-star player. You know, they have McDonald's All-Americans there. Jalen Brunson, he was a McDonald's All-American, but there isn't that elite level, that guy that you point to. Even Mikal Bridges, who I think is going to be a nice player in the NBA. He's going to earn a living. He's going to carve out a niche, but he's not an all-star. There's not that guy that you can point to and say he's must-watch, and I think that's a reason for it. As you go through and you just look at the squad, and they got a lot of nice guys, but they don't. Oh boy, I see that guy averaging 23-8 a night in the NBA. They don't have that guy, and I think that's why maybe it catches you by surprise.
Maybe that's correct. Look, Brunson got Player of the Year, so the people who are in the know about college basketball voted Brunson Player of the Year. It didn't go to Bagley or to Ayton or anybody like that. It went to Jalen Brunson. So people know how good this guy is, what a leader he is on the basketball court, and it is one of the big reasons why Villanova is as good as they are. So people who know college basketball know this team, respect Nova, and understand how good they are. I just think that you hit it on the head. The national perception is, well, really, who are these guys?
Right. Who are they? How did they get so good? Those different factors. Yeah. And well, we see they're a very good team in a historical context. We'll see how that goes. That'll be a conversation, certainly, I'm sure we'll be having coming up in the coming days and months. So, Jimmy B, with that, a look back. We talked a little bit about both games over the weekend. Anything else over the weekend that caught your eye? Baseball, any NBA, hockey, anything going on for you? I saw the Iowa Wild had a big crowd on hand. They had some concert that happened afterwards. Big crowd on hand there.
Some country guy. Yeah. I had no idea who the guy is.
No, me neither.
I had to look him up on the web, and when I did, I still didn't know who he was since he's a country guy. So at any rate, look, I told you, country to me is big and rich. Montgomery Gentry. That's country to me. I had no clue who this guy was. At any rate,
those guys are terrible.
They freaking rock. Ugh. Come on. Ugh. They rock. That's why I like them. Just put on the song called Fake ID. That song really kicks backside. It does. It's a good tune.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay, fair enough. So I don't know. Look, I watched some golf. It went to a single hole playoff. Ian Poulter won on the first playoff hole, so I watched some of that. And you're probably saying, "Well, why are you watching golf?" Well, because the Masters, it's Masters Week, and I wanted to kind of get a feel of who was, you know, playing reasonably well at the Houston Open, and then I could kind of carry that into the upcoming Masters. Now, look, we all know that Tiger is there, and he is going to command the biggest crowds. It won't even be close. His crowds will be twice the size of anybody else at the tournament. And as long as he's playing, and Trent, look at this. If he's in contention at all, the ratings will – I'll make the prediction. If Tiger's in contention Saturday and Sunday, it'll be the highest-rated Masters of all time.
I was trying to find the number, what the highest rating of all time was, and I couldn't – I was looking earlier today, and I couldn't find the actual numbers for it, but I'm absolutely with you. And it's not just – now, Tiger is the driving force. I mean, you could have a leaderboard of Phil Mickelson for the older guys and all the young guns available, and it could be tightened down to the wire, and it'd get a very good rating, but nothing that Tiger can do. I mean, he just takes things to a different stratosphere, and if we get to Sunday and he's – two shots back and he's making a run, I'm right there with you. The numbers are going to be buku. And Andy Garman and everybody over at KCCI, you know they got the smile ear to ear knowing that that's going to be coming for them.
Oh, they have to love that. I mean, they'll be promoting that like it's going out of style on Andy's sportscast. And by the way, congrats to Andy for breaking the Drake hire, too, of the new head coach, because it was his tweet, I think, that set off the tweet storm, and everybody then jumped on board.
Yeah, I think late Thursday night, early in the morning, might have been after midnight, that he got that one, and Andy does a great job over there. Speaking of the Masters, Jimmy B, we got the national title game here tonight with Westwood One. Then we're going to have Masters coverage. In fact, Thursday and Friday, right in between my show with Ken and then this show, Jimmy B and TC, we'll have coverage from 2 until 4 o'clock each and every day, and then over the weekend as well. So we'll have you covered with the Masters coming up this week. Really looking forward to that. Should be a great time. And again, as Westwood One always does with their coverage, you know it's going to be good. So we'll have it covered again. If you're out and about, you're stuck in the car, making a drive somewhere, wherever it may be, don't have to miss everything. We'll have you covered here on 1700.
Sounds like a good plan to me, pal. I'm really looking forward to this Masters, and the reason is because Tiger Woods is back and he is competitive. And for me, golf is a thousand times better if he's in the hunt. So I'll be locked and loaded, and I can't wait.
We'll take a break. Coming back on the other side, Iowa picks up a big commitment over the weekend. We'll talk about that and more. Spring football going on in Iowa City. Tom Caker from HawkeyeReport.com. He'll kick off our guests here today. Kevin Lehman will stop by. We got Wolfgang in the fray as well. A busy show as we take you up until 6 o'clock and the national title game tonight here on 1700. Back with more in a moment.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is right on you, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Des Moines Big Talker, 1700 KBGG.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
Sponsored by Tomorrow Sleep. Get heavenly sleep with a new Tomorrow hybrid mattress, bedding, and more. Comfort designed by Serta Simmons Sleep Experts. Use code DRIVE2 for $200 off when you spend $500 or more.
Great deals are happening now during Menards Construction Sale. Get more storage space with Dakota Shelving. Bullnose Shelving has one finish rounded edge and is perfect for laundry rooms, pantries, and closets. 11 1/4 inch deep by 4 foot long bullnose shelves in white or wheat oak are only 99 cents each after rebate. Stop in and save big during Menards Construction Sale. Going on now through April 7th.
Save big money at Menards.
Right now at the Home Depot, packaged spring bulbs start at just $6.98. Now's the time to plant for season-long color. Put these bulbs out now in your favorite garden spot, patio plot, or container garden, and they'll put on quite a show come this summer. The days may be getting longer, but the time for planting bulbs is getting shorter. Easier blooms start with packaged spring bulbs, and they start at just $6.98. Now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
Clean away dirt and grime and bring out your vehicle shine with super savings on O'Reilly Car Wash. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up a gallon bottle of O'Reilly Car Wash for $3.99. Clean, shine, and protect your vehicle with O'Reilly Car Wash on sale for $3.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
Join Coach Ben Jacobson, Fran McCaffrey, Steve Prohm, along with new Drake coach Darren DeVries, along with their wives as they form one team with the American Cancer Society for the 11th annual Coaches vs. Cancer Gala, presented by Hy-Vee on Friday, May 4th at the Ron Pearson Center in West Des Moines. A great opportunity to gather with friends, family, colleagues for an evening to honor those who are currently facing a journey with cancer, to celebrate all cancer survivors, and remember those who have lost the battle to cancer. Don't miss this special evening and the opportunity to make a difference for cancer patients and their families. Contact Katie Knutson at the American Cancer Society to purchase tickets. Call 515-727-0058 or visit CoachesVersCancerGala.com.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we believe in honest work, a fair price, and work we stand behind, and our 10-year workmanship warranty proves it. We know roofing. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Guys, Trent Condon here again for New Leaf Wellness. Warm weather is going to be here before you know it, and if you added some pounds during the winter, New Leaf Wellness can help you. Great treatment programs designed specifically for you. I'm on the GAC and MIC. It has helped me not just lose weight with my energy level, no more lulls in the afternoon. Give them a call today. Set up a free, no-obligation consultation. 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358. Let's feel better together with New Leaf Wellness Centers.
Real sports talk for real sports fans. It's Jimmy B and TC. Here's Jim and Trent.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. We roll all the way till 6 o'clock, and then it's the NCAA championship game between Michigan and Villanova. Right now, however, we're going to do a little Hawk conversation. Hawkeye Report's Tom Cakert is our guest right here on the Big Talker 1700. Tom, how are you? How was your weekend? And have you had a chance to get more than 15 minutes at a peek at spring football in Iowa City?
We got about 20 minutes, so I consider that a small victory. And I ate too much Easter stuff. So other than that, okay. Good weekend.
It always cracks me up where they invite the media in, Tom, and then they do stretching for 15 minutes, and then they'll run a couple of little light drills, and then they say, "All right, everybody out." I just can't believe that.
It's kind of a running joke. I mean, you know, it's stretching. It's just kind of silly stuff, and then you know, then you're back at it. You know, just in there and watch them run a couple skeleton plays, and then you're escorted out, told it's time to go home.
Yeah, it's you don't get a whole lot of information. That's the way that it's always been under Kirk Ferentz, and that's the way it was under Hayden Fry, talking to some people that were on the beat back then as well, kind of the same type of thing that happened back there, and that's certainly not going to change. But since you did get a few moments in there, anything step out to you, any standouts, any takeaways that you had from your limited look at practice?
Well, I'd be lying if I said, wow, here's some really surprising takeaways. I know many people wrote that there were all these things that you could learn from 20 minutes of watching guys basically do nothing. But, Petrus was the fourth quarterback. So I guess that'll be, you know, something of news, but it was the fourth practice. So I didn't expect much different from him. So I guess other than that, and it sort of strikes you how really thin they are at running back when you've got your top two guys, and then it's Keshawn Bryant and Cam Harrell are your next two guys. So that kind of strikes you, especially as a longtime observer of Iowa football and the past decade or so when running backs have ended up being in short supply.
Tom Kakert is our guest on the Big Talker 1700. Anything that you were able to uncover on Ahmad Wagner? Decision time? No decision time? What do you got?
I can barely hear Jim, but I think he asked about Ahmad Wagner, and there's really nothing new there. I think he's, you know, just kind of going through the process and figuring things out. I don't think he was going to be in spring ball with anybody, so... I think he wants to visit some places and look around beyond Iowa and see what's out there and then make his decision by the end of spring. But I don't think he's in really any hurry to make a decision either.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You hate the waiting part of it, but I'm sure a lot of people clicking on the story when it comes out, and we'll see when that's going to happen, Tom. You know, what kind of role would you anticipate? And this is something that I've gone back and forth with. If he makes a decision to stick around Iowa City and go through with his eligibility that he has remaining, he'll go through the summer, have a chance to retool his body, work with Coach Doyle and doing those types of things. But it's different. His high school tape, it's fun to watch, but so it's a lot of jump balls. It's a lot of fade routes. It's, hey, go to the corner, jump up, and go get the football. It's completely different at the Big Ten level and at D1, high D1 football. How much of an impact do you think he can make on the field this year if he does stick around?
Yeah, I think it'll be more situational than anything else, probably. You know, he can go up and get a football, and he's physically big and, you know, just run, you know, red zone fades to him and see if he can go up and get something. I think that might be an effective way for him to get on the field. And that's really probably the main thing I think, at least in year one, where he could help them out is with the red zone passing game and being able to catch the football there.
Tom Kakert is our guest here on the Big Talker 1700. Hawkeye Report, always good info on the Hawks at Hawkeye Report. All right, Tom, they're in the midst of recruiting. What do you got for us now? Who's the big signee?
Well, right now they just got a commitment over the weekend from Jack Campbell, a linebacker from Cedar Falls, and he's got Iowa State for him, and he's a really good get. He's good frame. He'll be able to put on, you know, 15, 20 pounds fairly quickly. And he's got good size. He's 6'3", and kind of a rangy, good athlete. Played basketball as well. Cedar Falls is on their championship team this year. So I like the potential of him. And they've, you know, he'll have some time to develop, I think. And now it's just the class for football is going to be pretty small, at least on paper right now. So I think they're going to be pretty selective about who they go after. But so far they've really hit in-state hard with the linemen, three in-state linemen, and they've got Campbell. So I think that's going to be their focus.
Tom, you mentioned what they have already, commitments lining up for the 2019 class. They had a big four-star wide receiver in this weekend. Tell us a little bit about David Bell, a guy that I know is at the top of the wish list for many Hawkeye fans out there, recruiting fans. Wide receiver, always one of those positions that people love to see make their way to Iowa City. What can you tell us about David Bell?
Yeah, he's really good. I mean, he's got offers from Ohio State, Penn State involved as well. So, you know, he's a high-end player. He's from Indianapolis. And Notre Dame's offered him as well. So got some name brand schools that are involved with him. Spent the weekend in Iowa City. I know he's developed a really good relationship with Coach Bell at Iowa. And they've done well in the Indianapolis area with DJ Johnson, Jim Sprint, Tyrone Tracy. So he's got some guys that are going to be at Iowa. So perhaps that helps Iowa's cause a little bit, but I still think when push comes to shove, those big schools generally get the guys that they want, and it's going to be an uphill battle to beat out in Ohio State. But it's just, he's the type of receiver that Iowa just has a tough time getting, that four-star kid who's got size and really great athletic ability that Bell has. Those are the kids that they have, the entire Ferentz era has been a real challenge for them.
And with that, on football recruiting, noticing more and more, there was a kid in on the weekend, Miller, who visited both Iowa and Iowa State. We've seen that a couple of times. I believe running back from Illinois also had the same thing. We're seeing Coach Campbell and the Hawkeyes going head-to-head a lot more. And, hey, I'm coming to Iowa for the weekend. I guess I'm going to hit up both schools. I don't remember that happening nearly as much under the previous regimes over in Ames.
Yeah, Campbell has done a really good job of getting in on a lot of kids. Of course, he's offered a ton of kids, offered, I think, the most in the country last year for the 18 class. I know they were, I don't know if it finished that way, but it was that way for most of the entire 2018 recruiting cycle. So he's going to be a very aggressive recruiter, and they've done a good job of trying to sell things and get kids to Ames. Now it's, you know, a matter of can they beat Iowa and other schools for some of those kids, and that's kind of the next step for the Cyclones, and see if they can you know, get there with that. But it's going to be a challenge for them.
Tom, let me just go back to the wide receiver issue real quick. Do you think that it is the style that Ferentz plays, which the young wide receivers in high school, they like Iowa, but they don't like the style? Is that, do you get that feeling?
Yeah, I think it's definitely, I've always thought it's a style thing with Iowa, that's why they've had a tough time getting wide receivers, because they're not a pass-happy offense. They're a run and then pass offense, and they're not a pass offense like a lot of other schools. And, you know, they really look at wide receiver differently, I think, than a lot of other schools, and that has led to them having a tougher time on the recruiting trail trying to get some of those high-end wide receivers to Iowa City.
All right, let's jump over to a little basketball. Tom Caker at HawkeyeReport.com joining us. We'll get your thoughts on the national title game. You've obviously seen the Wolverines up close and personal a couple of times this year. But start on the recruiting front. DJ Carton over the weekend had a highlight-level dunk in AAU basketball. Tell us a little bit about the point guard from the Quad Cities and continues to see his star rise on the recruiting ranks.
Yeah, DJ's really good, and I've said that for a while, and I've also said for a while that his stock's going to keep going up, and I feel like the Blue Bloods are going to come calling. However, you know, a couple of those usual suspects in the Blue Blood world already have commitments from point guards, two schools, in fact, that have kind of caused some problems for Iowa in the state of Iowa in the past, and they both have point guards. Kansas has already got a kid from Chicago in the 19 class committed, Marquise Jacobs. And then Jeremiah Francis, who Iowa had offered, committed to North Carolina. And they're both in his class. So they're probably not in the market for a point guard in this class. So that may help Iowa a little bit. But DJ's going to get a lot of interest from a lot of different schools. And I think, you know, we've got an evaluation period coming up the last 2 weekends in April. Huge in terms of which coaches are out there watching him, what schools are really serious about him and want to get involved. And maybe we'll have a little better picture sometime at that point and see who really throws that offer out to him. But he's definitely on the – I mean, he's already a top 50 kid, and he's got a chance to move up even higher in those rank in the rivals' rankings here in the next month or so.
Tom, the latest on Tyler Cook. Rumors continue to swirl that it's getting less and less that he will return to Iowa. Where are you on that issue?
I've always been on the side of it's, I think he's going to stay in, and I think he's going to go play professional basketball, be it in the G League or whatever. I'm not sure he'll be an NBA draft pick. I've been surprised before, but I don't see that right now, but I think mentally he's kind of just ready to go on with his basketball career and work on being a basketball player full-time rather than being a student athlete at the college level. So it's going to take some time to resolve it and figure it out and see, you know, what he wants to do officially. But that's where I've been all along, that he's going to probably stay in the draft and look to play professionally.
If that's the case, and that turns out the way that it happens, Cook stays in and he's not part of the Iowa program next year, what do you see happening? Are they banking scholarships for the 2019 class? Are they looking for that fifth-year grad transfer, even the other transfer market with the sit-out player? What would you anticipate with no Cook Iowa would look to do with their roster?
You know what I think they should do, and I know I'm in the extreme minority on this, and I know that full well, because Iowa fans think that the only thing they should look for is a point guard, a true point guard, and a true point guard again. And I just think they do need a guard, but I think they need like a 6'3 guy who can guard and play some defense and maybe be a little bit of a playmaker, but mainly just, and their biggest weakness last year was stopping people and stopping penetration at guard. And they've got to find a guy that can stop people and kind of be a bulldog on defense right up at the front of their of what they do defensively. And, you know, maybe a guy can knock down some shots and make some plays, but I just think they need a physical 6'3 guard, 6'4 guard to come in and just really, really plays hard and gives them a better defensive attitude.
If Cook does not return, would they slide Kreener into that slot then as a starter, Tom?
Temsel, I would guess. That would just be my guess. They could go a little different, maybe play Bear at the four. There's a lot of different options they could look at. Nungy could play the four, give him a little bit more of a stretch four, stretch five outlook with he and Garza out there on the floor together, which I think would be interesting when you put that with, you know, maybe a Joe Wieskamp at the three and, you know, Bohannon at the two and Connor McCaffrey running at the point. You'd have four shooters out there with Connor kind of finding people, and that could be an interesting look. I think they've still got options. That's why I don't think losing Cook, I mean, you'd like to have Tyler Cook back. He's a great player, but it's not like it's a death knell to the Iowa season if he doesn't come back. And it's been interesting seeing how some of these Big Ten guys are leaving. I mean, Tony Carr surprised me today by saying he's going to sign with an agent.
Wow.
He's Penn State. I mean, that was a little bit of a surprise to me. I thought he would declare, but I didn't think he would sign with an agent. So I think guys are just making their decisions, and we'll see how it all shakes out in the Big Ten.
Going to be interesting, no doubt, and Iowa's got a lot of work to do to make their way up the rung after this disappointing season. Well, one of the games that they played, maybe their best game of the season, was against Michigan in the Big Ten tournament for losing in overtime to the Wolverines. Over this, 14-15 game win streak out of Michigan, it was one of the few tight moments that they've had at the end, that along with Houston in the NCAA tournament. Your outlook on the Wolverines tonight, what's it going to take for them to pull off the upset?
They have to shoot the ball really, really well, I think, to beat Villanova. You know, at some point in every one of these tournament games for Villanova, they've gotten hot. The other night it was in the first half and they were just raining threes in, and they've got so many guys that can do that, Spellman to Brunson, down their lineup, Bridges, Boots, you know, every one of those guys, Haskell, I mean, all those guys can just shoot it and make plays. I don't expect them to shoot as well as they did the other night, but I think Michigan is just, they, other than, I think, one game in this tournament, Michigan really hasn't played optimal basketball. And I think they've got to really play their best game of the year if they're going to have a shot at pulling this upset.
Tom, Trent and I had a little bit of a conversation at the very beginning of the show. The basketball people know Villanova, but they don't have a great national profile. In other words, basketball fans know Duke and Kentucky, teams UCLA, teams like that. But are people surprised? Do you get Well, I didn't know Villanova was that good. I mean, we follow it, so we know it. But just on the overall national perspective of Nova.
Yeah, I think they get overlooked. They don't have those kind of marquee one-and-done guys. I mean, you look at their roster. If everybody, I mean, I don't think Jalen Brunson and Mikal Bridges and maybe even Spellman will be back next year, but maybe they will. They could have everybody back. They don't lose anybody. I mean, you know, unless they leave early. That is, they've gotten, and both their title teams have been really veteran teams. You look back to that team from a couple of years ago that won with Jenkins and Josh Hart, and guys like that, that has been around that program three, 4 years, and really, you know, you need veteran guys. I think that's one of the things that we're learning about the NCAA tournament is the teams that do well in the NCAA tournament and make long runs generally tend to be teams with a lot of veterans. You even look at Michigan with Wagner and Abdul Rahman, and even Charles Matthews is kind of a real veteran guy. He's been in college basketball for a couple of years. All teams that have veterans tend to make it a lot longer than the young teams.
I was thinking of watching Brunson out there the other night. How different it would have been if he would have stayed home. I know it came down to Villanova and Illinois for him. Think Gross might still be over at Illinois if he would have decided to stick home.
Yeah, it's just it's wild that you know, he's a Chicago kid. Dad was a really good player. Mm-hmm. You know, and the funny story was that, you know, there was a point when his dad, Rick, who former Quad City Thunder player, by the way, in the CBA,
all right,
there's a little nugget for you, former Thunder player. Rick was going to be, went to Temple. You remember he played with Mark Macon?
Mm-hmm,
and,
absolutely.
And he was going to go back there as an assistant coach, and then but he had some off the court issues. And so they had to take that away, and because Jalen probably would have went to Temple then.
Wow!
And just think how different that would have been, mm-hmm, if he goes to Temple, because maybe they don't have the level of success that they've had the last 3 years.
Recruiting what ifs, Tom. I'm sure you could write a book on that throughout the years, not just to Iowa, but across the country. Always, I love playing that, and we'll probably play that game a time or two throughout the summer. What do you say?
That'll be fun. You can do one of those.
Absolutely.
Or five of those, probably.
Probably. It might be a week-long episodes that we could do on a recruiting what-ifs. Tom Caker, HawkeyeReport.com. Baseball season going on, and hey, we'll let you go with this. Another nice series win for the Hawkeyes as they go into Illinois and take 2 of 3.
Yeah, it was. And they're up. I was up to 34 in the RPI for college baseball, which is really good. Mm-hmm. And you know, Illinois was ranked and going taking 2 of 3 there. They've got another tough series coming up this weekend with a good Ohio State team. The schedule makers didn't do Iowa any favors. I mean, they're just giving them 3 of the best teams in the Big Ten right out of the gate this year. But thankfully, a couple of them are at home. So, Heller ball is still rocking and rolling in Iowa City for sure.
And the game Wednesday against Grandview, that's been moved up into an afternoon tilt on Wednesday. Tom Caker, HawkeyeReport.com. As always, thanks for your time today. We'll do it again soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Tom Caker checking in with us. We're due for a break. Overdue for one. We'll come back on the other side. Put a cap on hour number one. It's Jimmy B and TC.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
To enjoy life indoors during Iowa's hottest months, call Logier Heating and Cooling. Right now, you can save $3,400 or more with combined rebates on a new Dave Lennox signature system from Logier. Check out logierheatingcooling.com for details. For over 110 years, Logier has made Central Iowans happy inside. See customer reviews on Google, Facebook, and the Des Moines BBB website. Call Logier at 267-1000. We make you happy inside.
Hey, honey, I'm going to the chicken coop to watch the tournament.
Whoa, wait a minute. Our team didn't make the tournament.
Yeah, but, you know, my second favorite team did.
Oh, really? And who's that?
Let
me guess. You're in a pool again, aren't you?
A couple of them, yeah. Gotta go. Bye.
It's tournament time, baby. No need to flip channels to watch the game. The Chicken Coop has all the games from every network on every TV. The Chicken Coop. Serious about food. Serious about the tournament.
Raise your paw and raise it high. The ARL's largest event of the year, the Raise Your Paw Auction, is coming up on April 28th at the Iowa Event Center in Des Moines. This fun event features silent and live auctions, a wine hall, raffle prizes, great food, great music, interactions with ARL's therapists, and more. All proceeds support the mission of the ARL and help care for thousands of animals in our care each year. This is a sellout event, so get your tickets now at arl-iowa.org/raiseyourpaw.
Tonight's forecast, cloudy and cool, some light rain showers possible here later. There will be snow to the north, though, low near 34. Snow continues Tuesday in northern Iowa, 4 to 6 inches there. We'll see a rain-snow mix with no accumulation and a high near 38 here in the metro. I'm Local 5 Chief Meteorologist Brad Edwards.
Sponsored by Shell. Get the feeling of being rewarded with gold status at Shell with the Fuel Rewards program. Download the Fuel Rewards app, join, and start saving 5 cents a gallon today.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you, from testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy. New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness, give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus, and online at therookiesportscards.com.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best. Let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Swinging a miss. Slam dunk.
Touchdown. Sports.
It's Jimmy B and TC.
Oh, yeah. The word you're looking for is wow.
Here's Jim and Trent.
Put a cap on hour number one. Trent Conn and Jim Brinson back with you here on a Monday, getting ready for the national title tilt. Villanova and Michigan. We got the call for you with Westwood One coverage right after we wrap up today. Jimmy B, Good weekend. Mm-hmm. Baseball in the books. You mentioned you watched a little bit of golf. Good one for you and I, but for others out there, not quite as good. Did you see the story over in Iowa City over the weekend of a young 20-year-old who apparently a Valley kid, West Des Moines Valley kid, Eamon Eichenbainer. Did you see this story, Mr. Brinson?
No, no. I've had the Eichenbainer, but I don't know what the Eichenbainer is.
Well, apparently he was pulled over by police just after 3 a.m. on Friday near the Come and Go on South Gilbert Street in Iowa City. He told the officers his name is Macy Daly, Iowa basketball player. When taken to Iowa City Police Department headquarters for implied consent, Eichenbainer maintained that he still was Macy Daly. He later admitted to lying about his identity to avoid any charges. Not exactly what you want, a simple misdemeanor. Maximum $500 fine and 30 days in jail. His court appearance set for April 27th. Swing and a miss, Jimmy B. He is not Macy Daly.
I don't understand why they actually, when somebody's like that, and they actually think a cop is going to bite on that, you know?
Yeah.
I just, it amazes me. You know, if I was pulled over, well, Trent, if you were pulled over.
Right, right.
Okay, what name would you give?
Jim Brinson.
Not, they'll throw you in jail faster than you've ever seen it for that.
Yeah.
No, but I've always thought I could do Chuck Norris. I could do that.
Get out of here, Chuck Norris.
I could do that. I could do, who's the guy on Jeopardy? I just blanked on his name.
Alex Trebek?
Trebek. Alex Trebek, yeah, I could do him.
He's like a foot taller than you. You, Alex Trebek,
doesn't,
get out of
doesn't
here.
Doesn't matter.
They'd see this little dwarf walk out of the car. Well, that can't be. There's no way that's Alex Trebek. Alex Trebek, get out of here with that.
I still like the Chuck Norris one if I still had my bushy mustache.
Well, and Alex Trebek, he doesn't color his hair like you do.
Hey, listen. Just for Men works perfect for me.
So you admitted it.
It does.
I'm surprised I got you to admit that one. I figured you were going to
I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with that.
All right.
No, I've got about 8 different colors in my hair, from white to gray to blonde to this ugly brown thing. It just goes on and on. It can't make up its mind. If it would just go to one color, I'd probably be okay with it.
But it's
I look like a skunk. You know how skunks have like different colors?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so that's why Just for Men is perfect.
Just for Men.
Well, we should get them as an advertiser.
You work on that. We'll see how it goes. Another hour here. Talk about Brinson's hair. Kevin Laban kicks off hour number 2.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
And Brandon Tierney.
We are Tiki and Tierney, giving you the big scoop on all the games. Afternoons on the Big Talker, 1700 KBGG. Boom.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online, washersystems.com.
Texas Roadhouse will be hosting their annual luncheon benefiting Special Olympics Iowa on Thursday, April the 5th at participating locations throughout the state. Come anytime between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. to join Special Olympics for a free lunch served by local law enforcement. The organization and officers just ask that you make a donation to Special Olympics when you stop in. Lunch includes pulled pork, a side roll, and a choice of tea, pop, or water. Texas Roadhouse is a longtime partner of Special Olympics Iowa. All donations made during the luncheon will go to support athletes with intellectual disabilities in Iowa. Participating locations include Ames, Urbandale, Cedar Rapids, Cedar Falls, Coralville, Davenport, Sioux City, Council Bluffs, and Dubuque. Bring the entire family for a tasty meal and great atmosphere, all in support of Special Olympics Iowa.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
Join the American Lung Association's Fight for Air Climb in downtown Des Moines on April 8th to help fight lung disease. Register today at fightforiowaclimb.org or call 515-309-9507.
Sponsored by Discover Card. Discover Card alerts you if they find your Social Security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. It's free for card members. Sign up online at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
I'm Kevin Kugler with an NCAA tournament schedule update. It's finally here, Championship Monday. 66 tournament games are already in the books, with everything from historic upsets to Cinderella teams to overtime wins and buzzer beaters. And now it's down to two, the 2018 Men's National Championship game, tonight from the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. To make sure you don't miss any of the excitement, tune into Westwood One's exclusive coverage of the NCAA Championship game right here.
Febreze Car presents When Stinks Interrupt.
Thanks for the ride, sis.
No problem. Good flight?
Yeah, it... Oh.
Chicken nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Did you stop...
Chicken?
For fast food?
Nuggets.
Not today. Why?
Oh, chicken nuggets.
Pro tip, sis. Pick up Febreze Car, then pick up your brother.
Febreze Car has two new ways to drive away embarrassing odors. Now available without heavy perfumes or with extra bold scent.
Breathe happy Febreze. La, 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 la.
Right now at the Home Depot, package spring bulbs start at just $6.98. Now's the time to plant for season-long color. Put these bulbs out now in your favorite garden spot, patio plot, or container garden, and they'll put on quite a show come this summer. The days may be getting longer, but the time for planting bulbs is getting shorter. Easier blooms start with package spring bulbs, and they start at just $6.98. Now at the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. While supplies last, selection varies by store.
Hi, Tom Bodette taking a break from binge-watching my favorite shows. I'm currently on season 4 of that show about the zombies who live in an English manor. Or is it the one where the dragons join a biker gang? I can't really keep track anymore. Must need sleep. Luckily, Motel 6 has great rooms for great rates, so you can catch up on your sleep or use Wi-Fi to catch up on your shows. Oh, this is the one where Motel 6 leaves the light on for you. Sorry. Epic spoiler.
Hi, I'm Baron Geiger, president of Caring Hands in Altoona. Is winter wearing on you? Are you ready for the sights and smells of spring? Do you enjoy walking or running and like the idea of meeting the needs of others in your community? If so, we've got a great opportunity for you. On April 7th, Caring Hands Food Pantry and Clothes Closet will be hosting its annual Springtime Hill Climb 5K 10K race. Starting in Doan's Park, the Springtime Hill Climb lets you breathe in the fresh air as you walk or run down the beautiful streets and trails of Pleasant Hill. The Springtime Hill Climb is for everyone, whether you're a new runner looking for a challenging 5K, a long-distance runner looking for a 10K training challenge to prepare for other races coming up, or just want to enjoy a walk through the community to support our fight against hunger here in Polk County. What do you think? Interested in registering for the race or being one of our many local sponsors? Just go to our website, www.caringhands.com.